It's Revolution 96.2. Simon Danchuk is with me. Simon, it would be silly not to talk about some local issues. Of course, you're the MP for Rochdale, and we're here in Oldham, Rochdale and Tameside. So you've been involved in lots of local issues, things like the campaign against the closure of South Street Nursery that you've been involved in. If there were an election tomorrow, do you think that kind of thing would get you re-elected as the MP for Rochdale, because you're involved locally?
Yeah, well, I would hope so. I mean, I live in Rochdale. You know, I spend a lot of time in and around Rochdale. And I would hope that the campaigning I've done and the issues that I've raised, both in Parliament but also at a local level, I think would stand me in good stead. So one likes to think so. But that's the nature of elections. You're tested amongst the public, quite rightly.
One issue that's always sensitive to talk about, but it's there, is immigration, and it's a concern for lots of your constituents. And I know you've raised questions in Parliament about the number of asylum seekers in Rochdale and that kind of thing. There is clearly a crisis going on at the moment. Do we have an obligation to help in some way, then?
Oh, I think we do have an obligation to help, but I think what needs to change is what they call the dispersal system, and that's how asylum seekers are dispersed across the country, and there are over 1,000 asylum seekers in Rochdale. It puts us in one of the town's highest taker of asylum seekers in the country. I mean, which is not acceptable, because the impact is in terms of pressure on the NHS locally, pressure on schools locally, pressure on public services. This is a time when the Conservative government have been cutting funding to the local council, to Rochdale Council, and yet they are placing more asylum seekers in our town than ever before, and it's just not sustainable. There are many local authorities that don't take any asylum seekers, so that has to change. You know, it's about fairness. We can't take this many. So I accept that as a country we have an obligation, but at the same time it needs to be where, for example, I think there are about 4 asylum seekers in the Home Secretary's constituency, Theresa May's Maidenhead constituency. I don't think there are any asylum seekers in the Prime Minister's constituency of Waveney. So that's just unfair. And if every local authority took a proportionate number, we would end up having about 100. Each authority would take about 100.
And do you think that would be fair?
That would be much fairer. You can't put the pressure on a town like Rochdale. We already have issues to address. There are already pressures, significant pressures on public services because of the cuts imposed upon us by the Conservative government. And it's just not on. It's not acceptable. And that's why I keep raising this, and I will keep raising it until we get the numbers down.
One thing that we can't control is the weather. Rochdale flooded over Christmas, and apparently still businesses and homes are affected. What can you do to help?
Yeah, I've been putting real pressure on, particularly most recently, BT Openreach, because the floods affected a number of businesses and their telephone lines, a good number right across Rochdale. And that's just not a problem in terms of people being able to phone those businesses. It's also a problem in terms of cash taking card payments, because that's often done via phone lines. So there's a real adverse impact. And I think we're into 3 or 4 weeks where these phone lines have been down and really damaging local businesses. So I've been lobbying, I raised that in Parliament. The council have been doing a good job putting pressure on BT to get these lines back up and running. I'm meeting with staff from BT to raise my concerns again next week, and I'm going to call for a parliamentary debate on it. I think the performance of BT in this regard has just not been good enough at all. Where there has been good performance in terms of the floods is from the local authority. I think they really came up to the mark in terms of dealing with the problems. They got money out there to people. I went around Littlebury in particular and in Rochdale Town Centre just after the floods had occurred, and officers, council officers, were on the ground talking to people, helping people, coordinating the effort. And that shows you where public services are at their best, and all credit to Rochdale Council for what they did in terms of the floods.
When the floods were going on, one of the stories that was in the papers was the picture of you in the pub. Was that fair criticism?
No, well, I'd gone away for Christmas Day and for Boxing Day, and was staying away. And I came back the day after. Was it fair criticism? Perhaps I should have come back the day before.
So clearly, we've talked about controversy and the stick that you get. That must bring pressure with it for you.
Well, I enjoy working hard on behalf of the people of Rochdale, and it's a real privilege. And throughout all of this, I make a point of just getting on with the day job, you know, and the evening job, actually. I put a lot of hours in, you know. So, you know, over the last few weeks, the number of issues I've raised, whether it's cuts to universal credits where people are in work and are going to face cuts to tax credits and things like that. I've raised the issue of Palestine, which is a massive issue. I've raised the issue about BT, a lot about rail fares, about care home workers' wages, the issue about asylum seekers. And that's what's really important, actually, getting on with the job and making sure that Rochdale's well represented. And there's some real good news stories for Rochdale, actually. You know, we occasionally hear some negative stories about Rochdale, but the positives are, particularly around, for example, the town centre, where we're on course to get a new development, Town Centre East. There's a lottery... Heritage Lottery Fund granting for the town hall to renovate that, which will be fantastic. They're already opening up the river, which will actually help in terms of flooding. It will get water out of the town centre more quickly if something occurs like it did last time. We're going to get a new market. We have a business rate scheme that has filled the empty shops. So there's some real positives around the town centre. But we also have a very strong manufacturing base. We have a better transport system than ever before in terms of the trams. So there's, you know, we really go in the right direction as a town, and me working with the council and we elected councillors to improve Rochdale, to get some investment into the town, is really important.
So you're clearly passionate about the town. Given the national issues and the personal issues that have been going on for you, will you still be up for fighting the election in 2020?
Oh, absolutely. I cut through all the nonsense that goes on around and get on with the day job, you know. And it shows you, just in terms of what we've done over the last few weeks, what impact we can have. We talked about South Street Nursery and campaigning for that, and that's been saved. And all credit to Rochdale Council for listening to local residents. I've been campaigning on the Growth Project, which is a mental health project that's, you know, trying to help them find alternative funding, trying to make representations on their behalf. Some really important issues that are really, you know, relevant to people whose voice often don't get heard. And, you know, I am passionate about giving a voice to the voiceless. That's how I see my job as an MP, and I'll carry on doing that.
Well, speaking of the day job, Simon, I'll let you carry on and get on with it. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.